kuma sana simo maye yenyu nyo minya kupo yemelino sona misa keyo elatimo mema wamo you silence my enemies. Silent them. They don't know how I made it. Oh, you have answered my prayers. Eradimo, what's it in you?
Take me. Yeah. Baby. Highest life music, the Zoe life. Our own is highest life music. Say highest life music. Eternal life is the highest life. Hallelujah. Man, are we ready? Are we ready?
More music on trendybeats.com.
Don't bet you cool. He has done it for me. Don't bet you cool. Jehovah. Don't bet you cool. He has done it for me.
Is that your testimony? Listen.
Even before I prayed, Jehovah Nissi answered me.
So bet you could, he has done it for me.
He has taken away my fears and given me peace of mind.
So bet you could, he has done it for me.
See the way he answered me. So bet you could. See the way he lifted me.
So bet you could.
Oh, yeah, girl.
So bet you could. So bet you could. He has done it for me.
Let the trumpet play.
Walking behind the scene, oh.
So bet you could, he has done it.
Aye, 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 aye. He has taken away the pain and given me joy and victory.
So bet you could, he has done it.
Aye, aye. So bet you could. So bet you could. So bet you could.
Yeah.
So bet you could.
even before I pray,
Jehovah Nisi, answer me. Tobe chuku, he has done it for me.
He has taken away the fears.
Ah.
Given me peace of mind.
Tobe chuku.
This song is for those
he
people
has done it for
that he came through for.
Tobechuku, he has done it for me.
Ah.
While I was worried and couldn't sleep, he was walking behind the scenes.
Soon you will sing this song. You better start practicing.
More music on trendybeats.com. Trendybeats.com.
Somebody say, hey, 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 hey. Where are my Niger Delta people? Say, hey, 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 hey. Ebenezer, hey.
Ebenezer,
shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, good morning, people of God. Shalom, check. My God, I believe we are all doing well. By the grace of God, I'm also doing well. We give God the glory. Share the link, oh, share the link. Share the link, oh, share the link. Please share the link with somebody right now. Invite a friend, invite a brother, invite a sister, invite a colleague right now. Please invite somebody right now. Let's have a glorious time in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Shola mindra tizo vila mombra velinos kayas. Reso vila marosa vila cambro vila sico prates. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for the life of everyone here. I see Dinah, I see Bentum. God bless you. I see Favorite Adum. God bless you. I see Lady May. The Lord bless you. I see Cece. God bless you. I see Millicent and Nima. God bless you. God's own glory. The Lord bless you. Peace. The Lord bless you. Genius. The Lord bless you. Millicent. The Lord bless you. Christiana. The Lord bless you. Adam Fopa, the Lord bless you. Thank you, Lord. Bless child, the Lord bless you. Untouchable Yvette, the Lord bless you. Berima, the Lord bless you. Peter Welt, God bless you. Is it Ample? Something like that. The Lord bless you. Celestine, God bless you. Barbie, God bless you. Collins Anno, God bless you. Mame Ajua, God bless you. Ben Great, God bless you. Millicent, the Lord bless you. Patricia, the Lord bless you. Agnes, okay. God bless you. Mami Abna and Kroma, God bless you. Poloma Atizo Vemombra Liskovaya. Rubies, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In fact, God bless everybody. Upper room, also for the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you all, and may God favor you abundantly in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will speak for you all, and I decree by the anointing of the Spirit that you will be touched and you will be located by prophecy for transformation in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I think what is happening in Ghana right now, you cannot actually trust ECG people. And so what is happening right now is that the doom saw is becoming plenty. You know that. And sometimes it affects the service and all those stuffs. So I might not have a very full time with you because I'm trying to use a power bank to power the Wi-Fi to minister. And even the power band is indicating red. And so I'm hoping it can take us for more than an hour so that we can actually enjoy the glory of God here. And so let's all get ready and prepare our hearts towards this morning. I believe so much that the hand of the Lord is going to be revealed. I believe so much that the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. I believe with all my heart that angels will be releasing this atmosphere. I believe also with all my heart that there is something that is about to be made manifest, and that is your testimony. I believe. Encounters is about to happen. Yesterday, I realized that after the meeting, I got a lot of messages that actually inspired me a lot. It looks like many people were blessed by the word that came, God, that was yesterday. And I believe that the Lord is up to something. Don't give any chance to the devil anywhere. You will never know how God has made you until you start visiting Him. Am I talking to somebody? You will never know who you are until you discover who God is. That is why yesterday I made you to understand that your real identity is discovered in Christ. I'm telling you. You will never know what you carry. You will never know what you are made of until you begin to know God for yourself. So knowing God for yourself is also something that the Lord has designed, that by discovering Him, we have actually discovered ourselves. And that is the most important part in our walk with God. I never thought I would stand before people and minister to them. I never thought I would stand before people and see things about them. I never thought in my life, what I was thinking to be is either I would have been a soldier, is either I would have been a lawyer, or is either I would have been a banker. That was what was in my mind. You get what I'm trying to say? But when I began to know God for myself, when I began to discover God for myself, all of a sudden, I never knew that I had, potentials to be a blessing to other people through the power and the gifts of the Spirit. Am I talking to somebody right now? I never knew that all these things can be made manifest even in my life until I started getting closer even to the Lord. Church, one of the things I want everybody to really understand is that you might not know how God has made you until you first locate who He is in your life. I'm telling you. I never thought I could meet people like you, beautiful and handsome people like you, intelligent and gorgeous people like you. I never thought I could meet people like this anywhere. Some of you have become a great blessing to my life and even in this ministry. The truth of the matter is that it wouldn't have been possible if I had not discovered God for myself. The truth of the matter is that if you don't force to know God, if you don't force to know who God is in your life, if you don't force to identify yourself with your Maker, I'm telling you, the truth of the matter is that you live life thinking that everybody hates you. You will live life thinking that there is nothing like a God anywhere. You will live life thinking like it is about your intelligence, your strength, and your know-how that will help you to be able to achieve that which you are believing God for. It is not like that. Peter never knew that he would be a preacher. James never knew he would be an apostle. Matthew never knew he would be an apostle. Luke never knew he would be an apostle. Am I talking to you? They were all professional people doing their professional works. Until they began to discover Christ, they began to walk with God, they began to follow God, they began to have intimacy with Him, they began to associate themselves, they began to rub themselves, you know, to each other. The more they were rubbing themselves with Him, the more they were looking like Him. The more they were rubbing themselves with Him, the more they were looking like Him. Within 3 years' time, the Peter we knew that he was a best fisherman became an apostle. I'm not talking to you. He became the best of the apostle. The James we knew became the best of the apostle. The Peter we knew became the best of the apostle. The Matthew we knew became the best of the apostle. Why? Because they all understood that my life is nothing without knowing God or knowing Christ.
Mami, ye kase prishishi radia ye nye wo. Ye kase bompaya ye nye wo. Ye kase jaywia si afefe diye ne shishi nyameansa. Ye ndile wa brabo. Minim diye me kanti. I know what I'm saying. Tiye me. That's the real discovery. It's in Christ. Ntika wonim se wo ka obetimi atena fie 1 month, 2 months, 4 months ebra wo mbo adwaman. Would you have known it? Would you have known se wo ka obetimi atena 1 month, 4 months, 5 months ebra wo mbo adwaman? Ka wo obetimi. You look at yourself. Even now that you've not actually gone deeper with God, am I talking to you? Even now that you have not gone deeper with God, look at the very little knowledge you've gotten in God. Look at how it has shaped your life. Wampa and ne wumpensa. You, today you don't even like alcohol. But ye jawa, ube ti mea mese belis ni nyome bi, nuwa kakambom, nuwa bono once, wewe. Am I talking to you? But look, when you started rubbing yourself with God for some time now, you see you love bellies, but the love for bellies have gone upside down. Am I talking to you? You see you love sex, but the sex have actually gone down. You see you love certain things, but the things have drastically, you know, gone down. Am I talking to people at all? Is the power of discovering Christ in life. It is not enough to confess Him as your Lord and Savior. It's not enough. It is not enough. The gift of tongues. It is not enough. That confessing Christ is not enough. That saying you are my Lord and personal Savior is not enough. That saying I joined the choir is not enough. Am I talking to somebody now? It's not enough. It's not enough to always say that, oh, you know, I'm the MD in church. In fact, I'm the MC in church. I'm the one that is the chief protocol, the chief usher in church. It is not enough. I'm the one that actually bought the chairs, even for the church. It is not enough. I'm the one that actually leads people in worship, in praises, and even in opening prayer. It is not enough. What is the most important of them all is knowing Christ for yourself. Is discovering who Christ is in your life. Am I talking to somebody? That is the most important thing. What made Peter to stand out among the apostles was not because he was grown. No. made Peter stand out among the apostles was that Peter discovered who Christ was in his life. Is it Matthew 18 or something? I don't know whether Matthew 18 or 16 or Matthew 18, 16 or something. Or 16, 18 or something. Discovering who Christ is in your life is the most important thing. It is not enough to know Christ by somebody. It is not enough to be preached it's not enough to be listening to messages. It's not enough. Am I talking to you? It is not enough. The essence of Christianity is called relationship. Am I talking to somebody? The essence, church, listen to me. The essence of Christianity is called knowing Christ or having relationship with God. That is the essence, the greatest importance of Christianity. Am I talking to you? We have people that actually they pray in tongues, but they are the worst of all. We have people who are tongue-speaking Christians, but they smoke, they drink, they do all kinds of things. I'm telling you, in the church, we have all kinds of Christians in the church. The truth of the matter is that it's not enough to speak in tongues. It's not enough to be doing Bible readings. It's not enough. It is not enough. The real essence of Christianity is to build a constant relationship even with the Lord. Inti sister, inti dear na woye wo abrabo. Tiem pa na woye. Inti unye sikani nyina, na sikani nyina no, unya na se wua, mfaso be na unya wusika ho. Talk to me. One of the most nonsense thing I overthink and I always assume is that so I will gather money and somebody else will come and eat the money. Hey! Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, I'm trying to use my phone hotspot right now to see if it can sustain us for a little. Am I talking to people at all? Yeah.
Church, listen to me. It is not enough. Sometimes I think about something and I ask myself that. So in this life, I will rush and gather money, do properties, buy cars, you know, buy buildings, build mansions, and somebody will come and take it and then enjoy it and I'll be dead. So if I die leaving properties, if I die leaving all these things, and when I open my eyes and the first person I see is not Christ, what would be the essence of my life in this earth? What would have been the essence of my life? Tell me. So if I gather all the boyfriends in life, if I gather all the beautiful and handsome men, I have all the six packs, I have all the beers, I have all the height, I have all the height, you have to understand the height. In fact, I have all of them, you know, intact. But the truth of the matter is that if I have all these things available, and at the end of the day, if I die right now and I open my eyes and the first person I see is not Christ, what is the essence of having all these things without having Christ? The fact that you go to church does not mean you know Christ. The fact that you pray in tongues does not mean you know Christ. Tongue speaking is not a validation of knowing Christ. Tongue speaking is a validation that you have believed.
Oh no, church.
am I talking to people right now? I said, tongue speaking is a validation that you have believed in Christ, not knowing Christ. Can I prove to you? Can I prove to you? Matthew 16:17. Let me prove to you. One of the greatest important thing in life is that you have to get a prophet that knows God's word. And upon the earth, I was as he saw. And told if you are the Pudifu adibio kenya mea gwene chedawu. Asamna meka noti iye. Enkom shene enye bonus ewo wabrebum. Enkom shene enye adia eba eye bonus keke ema ushebre. You get what I'm trying to say? But ye wankrophobia, wan shen koma platform ne nyema. You get what I'm trying to say? That is, we have people like that. Wan shen koma. Platform so enye de enye ma. What scripture did I give? Did I say Matthew? Oh, please no. Mark 16 rather. Sorry, Mark 16:17. The Matthew 16. I'll come there right now. Mark 16:17. Everybody, let's read it together. And these signs, everybody, you know sign. You know sign. A sign. Holy Ghost, help me. A sign is like something that indicates the presence of something. I don't know whether you get it. It can be an object. A sign can be an object. Are you here? A sign can be an object that indicate, or it can be like a gesture that indicate the presence of something. That is a sign. A sign actually is not the real thing. A sign indicates that that real thing exists. And brofuna amakano, mbacho sa moti asede. So a sign is something that indicates that particular thing that you are seeing exists, but that is not the real thing. I don't know whether you understand that English. And so if you are going for something and you get to a place, they will give you a sign that shows that you are actually leading to the right direction. Is it not true? So the sign indicates that there is whatever you are looking for is actually present in that area or in that vicinity or where you are getting to. It shows you that that very thing that you are seeing actually exists. Am I talking to you? And now let's read the scripture now. It said, these signs will accompany those who believe. Number one, listen to it. These signs will accompany those who believe. Who believe? Somebody says, other scriptures say, these are some of the signs that will accompany believers. Have you seen it now? Have you seen it now? So a believer is somebody who believes in something. And yes, I'm here. who have a conviction and assurance about an existence of something and has actually put his faith in it. That is what we call or we classify as belief. So he said, anybody who is now a believer of Christ, there are signs, not the actual thing, but there are signs that will show that the person now is a believer. It will accompany the person. These are the indications you will see in the life of the person to show that now the person is now a believer. Are you getting it now? These are the signs that will show. These are the indications. These are the hot spots. These are the red lights that will show that somebody now is a believer of Christ. Then he said, number one, they will cast out demons. Other version says that they will throw out demons in my name. It means that those people, one of the signs that shows that they have now believed in Christ is that when they see a demon, they will not run again. When they hear a witch is approaching, they will not run again. What they will do is that they will speak to that demon to leave them alone in the name of Jesus, and the demon must obey it. Oh, I don't know whether you are getting the revelation now. They will speak to every demon, and the demon must obey them because it's a sign that they believe. Oh, la siso ve ero cambra atizemen hovias. It's a sign that they will believe. So how many of us, even if it is a sign and not the actual thing, how many of us have we entered into moments and time that the demon is tormenting your life? You sleep and somebody comes to sleep with you. How many of us have even gotten up and say, you foul devil of spirit, I command you, never step in my room again. Leave my room. Leave my life alone in the name of Jesus. How many of us? You don't know that it is even a sign that you are now a believer. It is not even the actual thing. This is an indication. It is called side attraction. I'm trying to tell you, this side attraction is what you've not actually even started using. I'm opening your mind concerning something. You are having headache. You need to go to the doctor every single moment. There are some of the headache. The headache is not, it is not medical. Some of them, it is demonic. You need to speak to that devil in the name of Jesus. You foul devil of headache, I command you, you are a demon. Leave my head now in Jesus' mighty name. I am free. How many of us? It is even a sign, not the actual thing. Imagine even casting out a demon is a sign. Then what is the actual thing? The actual thing is that we can even sit on the devil's head. So you don't even know the authority you carry. You don't even know the authority you carry. You can speak to a demon and the demon will bow. You can speak to a demon and the demon will obey that word in the name of Jesus, in my name. Okay, look at the next thing. He said, they will speak in new tongues. Did you see it? Did you see that? Church, did you see that? So tongue speaking is not a validation that you know Christ. Tongue speaking is a validation that you have believed in Christ. So don't be too worried when you see somebody speaking in tongues and still drinks. Don't be too worried. The person does not know Christ yet. Don't be worried when you see a pastor misbehaving and still preaches. Don't be worried. The person has not yet seen Christ yet. I'm teaching something very powerful here. Don't be so ashamed when you see that, because I want you to have an understanding that knowing Christ goes deeper than believing in him. Am I preaching? Knowing Christ goes deeper than believing in him. And many of us, we think that just the speaking of tongues is the validation that we know Christ. It is wrong. It is not true. Casting out a demon is not a proof that you know Christ. It's a proof that you believe.
No. Do you want us to continue the reading? Do you want us to continue the reading of that same thing? Okay, let's continue. Verse 18. Look at the signs that follows you. Look at the sign. A sign. The word sign, I say. You've understand the word sign. All right. Yes. So look at the verse 18. It said, they would take snakes in their hands. Did you hear? You will take snakes. That snakes represent demonic entities. That snake represent demonic entities. You can take any demonic entity in your hand. You can handle them by the force of prayer. You can handle them because you now a believer even of Christ. Why? Because Christ have overcome them. And now when you associate your faith even with Christ, that validation is given to you that you too, every demon on this earth should be able to see you and run. Every demon should be able to see you and bow, because when you see them and you command them to leave, they must listen to the voice that you are speaking and they will leave. But the truth of the matter is that, have we been speaking? And right, you'll die, you'll be die. Two buttons. Anamebwa. And right, yeah, would die, you know. Obi no be die. Somebody came to actually have an affair with you. Somebody just came and had an affair with you. Is the network okay? Is the network okay? Church, we live in a generation where people don't even know the truth. We live in a generation where people don't want to know the truth. Mamin cannot crunch it all. Collins, I'll come there very, very, very soon. Hold on to that scripture for me. I'm coming. It's not enough. So you think that, oh, Papa, I go to church, Papa, every day we even give offering and tithe. Papa, do you know that we even pray in tongues every 30 minutes and we do everything? I said, praying in tongues is not a validation that you know Christ. Praying in tongues shows that you have now believed in Christ. There is a difference between believing in somebody and knowing the person. There is a difference between believing in somebody and knowing the person. Knowing goes deeper than believing in the person. Somebody will say, "But Papa, how can you believe somebody you don't know?" So it means that if before you believe somebody, you must know the person. The truth of the matter is that the knowing goes deeper than the believing. Because if you must believe somebody, then you must have a fair idea of the person. Right? There are some people, they can just enter into this atmosphere and then they will see the way I preach and they will believe in the grace I carry. There are some people, they will just enter into this atmosphere and see the way I'm prophesying and then they will believe in the grace I carry. It does not mean they know me. You get it? It does not mean they know me. So knowing somebody goes deeper than believing in the person. Knowing somebody is deeper than believing in the person. The truth of the matter is that we live in a generation where people have associated belief even to knowing. And they now, because they can cast out demons, because they can speak in new tongues, because they can handle serpents, church, because they can handle serpents, because they can take poisons and they will not die. Oh, get me the verse 18. Because they can take poisons and they will not die, they believe that because of that they know Christ. It's not true. They will drink poison and not be hurt. He said they will lay hands on the sick and they will make them well. Look at it. They will place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. So do you know that healing is actually, healing is actually for believers. Do you know right now, if you say you believe in Christ, right now you should be able to command that disease and sickness in you that it should go and it must obey. Why? Because you believe in Christ. Do you know that healing is actually bread unto God's children? Do you know bread? But you say in bread. Bread is one of the cheapest things you can find. Do you know that? Ufe chirebi ya ubenya bread ato. Do you know that? Anywhere you pass, you get bread. You can get tea bread. You can get sugar bread. You can get butter bread. You can get, you know, something bread. You can get whatever bread, wheat bread, chocolate bread. You can get banana bread. You can get any bread anywhere you pass, brown bread. Anywhere you pass in life, there is bread. So if healing is bread unto his children, it means that the healing is so cheap that anywhere you go, if only you believe, you can see it and you can have it. Baby, I'll be for beautiful healing. Why? Because a radiama healing are so cheap to say bread. To say baby, I'll be for beya bread. So as soon as baby, I'll be jinebian, ubetimia healing. That is what it means. So if the Bible says that if we believe in God or we are called believers, it is a sign that it will follow us. That means that anywhere we are, it is possible to be healed in that place. You don't need to go any long places to be healed. You can stand in your room and be healed. You can come on Podbean and you'll be prayed for and you are healed. You can be in your hotel. You can be in your restroom. You can be anywhere and the healing of God can locate you because it is so cheap. But it only comes to be like a sign, not the actual thing. It's a sign. And when I'm special with the two, it is a sign. Sometimes the power of God can hit this platform and people will be testifying, Papa, I was having this stomach pain. All of a sudden, it disappeared. Papa, I was having this. All of a sudden, when you were declaring, it is gone. I can't feel it anymore. I was having problem with this. When you declared, I can't feel it anymore. I was having knee problem. When you declared, I can't feel it anymore. The truth of the matter is that it does not show that I'm actually powerful. It shows that I'm a believer. Me jidi. Me jidi say to me wo din mun ti me bo din na wa ya recebit me ya ejuma. I believe it. So that is the same thing that can work with you because we are all called believers. But your question is, according to the me preaching, ubisa na according to context the obetia fa ohno. So if you are asking the question, ask it the same way I'm preaching. Yes, because the preaching is very simple to understand. Is it not true? It is very simple to understand. So if you still have questions, it means that you are actually not listening to me. It means that you are trying to ask me somebody something you heard somewhere. I will not preach fake to you. Listen to what I am saying. That belief, I will be that's the number one. Enti magie di amie Kristo ni no. Bible say adie bi be dey di o mabra bom a e kire se afedi amie gidi ni. Sa de krona e dey di no. Bible say me de mensa eto obi o yare so a nipa kro no benya yare sa. Na e kire se e ho se to mi tirimu se na e kire se me metu ono me wotu mi a yetimi de sa yade. No, that should be the mindset right now. Sam ye kind Bible. So it means that right now I have the power to heal, because if I'm a believer also, it is in me. And then it's not everything I'll be trying to go to the hospital with. Some of them I would try the power of God that is with me. If God says I should lay my hands, then wherever the problem is, I have to lay right now and then practicalize it in the mighty name of Jesus. By faith and by my belief system in the Lord, I command you, devil of stomach pain, right now, leave me and go. Never come back again. In Jesus' name, I am free. You won't come back again. Hear me. You are gone forever. Amen. Bible say, we will cast out demons. You have had the dream and a spirit is following you. A spirit is running after you. A spirit wants to kill you. Somebody is tormenting you. Somebody comes to see. It's a demon. The Bible said we can, if we believe, we can cast out devils. The Bible said we can throw them out. It means that when I wake up and I, hey, you foul devil. In the name of Jesus, from today, I release fire even in my room. I command you, foul devils, every covenant that I know and I don't know, in the mighty name of Jesus, come out from my room and never enter again. That is the authority. But do you know that because you don't know this authority, Bibia, this offer phone for Papa Dave and our Papa said, Papa,
mba chomiti wano. Adibi ya badema ni na mtema sisi ya sisi minye den.
Have you seen it? No. I'm trying to draw your attention to something. Have you realized it?
Papa, misum Diana obi edime chidi buo abomiti, Papa. What should I do right now? I don't even know what to do right now. When I got up, my head is aching. What should I do?
It shows that you don't actually know that you are a believer. And today, I'm bringing out these mysteries for you to know that, number one, you are a believer. This one is called a bonus unto every child of God. But the reason why some people experience it with higher dimension is because the healing thing they are doing, they've actually grown into it. Like, I don't know whether you get it. So they've actually made it their personal thing. He will cast the person out. He will pray for the sick. I don't know whether you get it. Because the person has developed that heart for that thing and is practicing it, it has now grown into becoming the ministry of that person. Ministry is just an assignment.
The meaning of ministry means an assignment. The word ministry means an assignment. Did you hear what I just said? So the more the person is doing it, it has now turned to become a ministry unto the person. And the ministry now done it to know. The person now says that by the grace of God, I'm a healer. You'll be healed. Do you believe? Do you know most of times those people, when they are about to pray for you, sometimes they will ask you, do you believe that you Jesus can heal you? And you say, yes, I believe. The more you, the very moment you confess that you believe that Jesus can heal you, the prayer becomes simple. It means that that healing already had been with you for forever, but you never knew that it was something that was with me. Auntie, can I shock you more? Can I shock you more? I've already explained to you that when we talk about a sign is not actually the real thing. A sign is a proof that something actually exists. Oh my God. A sign is a proof that something actually exists. Is it not that? Is it not so? All right. So if a sign shows that something actually exists, then what does it mean? It means that it is not always all about believing in the signs. It goes deeper than believing in the sign. The sign is important. The sign is to tell you that there is an existence of something like that. But the sign is not actually Christ. This is deep. I said the sign is not actually who? Christ. That is why the Bible said at the end of the day, Matthew 25 something, at the end of the day, many people will come to me and shout, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we heal in your name? Didn't we cast out devils in your name? Didn't we do mighty works in your name? And he would tell them, depart from me, for I never knew you. Tear word, you know? Depart from me, for I never knew you. Naturally say, Freeminchenko na wuminimu. Have you seen that? They were trying to prove that the signs actually was Christ. And Christ was also proving to them that the signs you were seeing in your ministry is not me. The sign is actually a proof that you know me. You believe in me, rather. The sign is a proof that you believe in me, but it is not a proof that you know me. This is deep. This is deep. This is deep, la. Oh, somebody should get me the scripture. Somebody should get me the scripture. The sign. Is to prove that you believe in God, but not knowing him. Am I talking to you? Let me, and I'm a to me bona me chere Bible way. See, dear me kapa ebe buaw. The sign is to prove that you believe in Christ, but not to prove that you know Christ.
Oh, I told you to get me a scripture. And I'm young, Minko Pembra.
Amen. Now, you're chilly, baby. And I'm person is surprising.
Kobara Sivele Mobrandele Kovarasias Odulu Kubranda Bakata Brotaski Bede Bokobaho Ila Suvendre Tescovaraniso.
Okay, get me Matthew 7:23. Let me check it and see. Get me Matthew 7:23 first.
Let me first look at it first, and then
Luke 13:25 going, or you can give me Luke 13:25. Luke 13:25. Somebody should give me Luke 13:25 to 27. Then somebody should give me Matthew 7:21 to 23.
Yes, so Matthew 7:21 to 23.
Then somebody should give me Luke 13:25 to 27. Let's all read it together. He said, "Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, say, 'Open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Said, then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you. You taught us in our street.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.'"
Scripture, Ben. Okay.
Matthew 7:21 to 23. "Not everyone who calls out to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven." God bless you, God's own glory. But you munti asem na Bible ne kam. "Not everyone who calls out to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On the judgment day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name.'" Number one. "We cast out devils in your name," number two, "and performed many miracles in your name," number three. "But I will reply, 'I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's law.'" This is deep. And so, Papa, what are you trying to preach? I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that having signs and wonders in your life is not the proof that you know Christ. Having signs and wonders is a proof that you believe in Christ. So, the proof you believe in something does not mean that you know it. That is what Christ is trying to tell them. The fact that you guys are walking in signs and wonders, amazing miracles, testimonies, and whatever, demons, casting out demons, and whatever you guys are doing, it does not mean you guys knew me. You never knew me.
Can I now go to the real thing? So, the Bible now is saying that if we believe and we will see signs, it is not enough then to have signs in your life.
It is not enough to be the most accurate prophet in the earth. It is not enough to be the most talented singer on earth. It is not enough to be the most prayerful woman or prayerful man in the church. It is not enough to be the most giver in the church. It is not enough to be the one that comes to Podbean very early. It is not enough. What then is the most important thing in following the Lord? It is about knowing Him. And Jesus gave us a certain clue to tell us that we should know Him through that. He said, "But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's law." Did you see that? Did you see that? So it means that the real knowledge or the real knowing or what shows that you actually know God or you know Christ is that you know His word and do according to His word. That's the first sign, or that's the first proof that you know Christ. How many of us here, ladies and gentlemen, how many of us here can be boldly to say they actually know God and they don't want to follow His word or they don't want to follow His will? How many? How many of us? Let's think about this now. Yay. Bachowaha. Let's think about this now. Think about this. Ask yourself now. Do you know Christ? Do you know Christ? There was an apostle who was the greatest of all the apostles. He wrote almost all the books in the New Testament. His name was Paul. The Lord used Paul for mighty works in all the territories. Conquered, destroyed, idols. God used him mightily. Paul got to the Philippian church and Paul was telling them, "After all these things you saw me do in ministry, my greatest aim is not the signs and wonders." Philippians 3, the verse 10. My greatest aim is not signs and wonders. My greatest aim is to know Him. Did you hear that? So it means that the signs and wonders does not validate me that I know God. He said that I gave up all the inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally. I like it when the English is released like this. I gave up all that inferior stuff so that I could know what? Christ what? So that I could know Christ what? Talk to me. Personally, that is what I'm preaching this morning. Mommy, it's not enough to let somebody tell you Christ alone. It's not enough. You will not only know Christ by allowing people to be talking to you by Christ. You will know Christ when you develop your heart and you develop your mind to know Him personally to yourself. That is where you will know Him more. That is why I said don't be shocked when you see somebody who is gifted in the things of the Spirit. Ministering, prophesying, be very accurate. don't be so alarmed with the person. The fact that you see somebody operating in gifts does not mean the person knows Christ. I've told you, it goes deeper than that. Hear me, it goes deeper than that. He said, Paul said that I gave up everything that I may know Christ personally. Personally, it's a relationship. Adabeni bebo muno. Ah, yini na yebe kwa kwa di line sono. Hona ubi huse sa ne bimu enim nyankopon. I'm telling you. Adabeni bebo muno. Ah, yini na ye di line sono. Hona ubi huse. Ah, that is where you will know that people actually never knew Christ. You'll be shocked. To see a great man of God, Christ will say, I don't know you. Because the person thought that giftings actually shows, signs and wonders actually showed that you know Christ. Do you know Christ? Strive to know Christ for yourself. Strive to know Christ for yourself. Sister, unkwaji yano, pray ehu nyankopon ma ho. Don't be deceived. Don't be lured by giftings. You might fall into a ditch. Know Christ for yourself. Get time. Papa, how do I know Christ? The clue was given to us. The first sign to know Christ is knowing Christ through His Word. That is why I've been encouraging you people that read the Bible. Some of you, I remember when we started Monday, I gave you a chapter that we should all start reading. When you finish the chapter, continue the next chapter. Ude kenkai kosa. Some of you are not doing it because ude onu. Some of you are not doing it because asofu fonebu. I don't know whether you get it. As of one year, anti ufri e ho obeko bi ho. Bi anya shia e beye bibi ama. That is your mindset. You'll be deceived one day. Da beni bebo mu ena ubehu se na se obi e kano correct o. But one for wa dwene ama ho. The day you will die, that is where you will know that somebody actually told you the truth. But you never listened. Na obi pe won kwaje yiye, but wanti. Do you think it is all about showing forth? No. Go and look at what Papa Seth is doing this week. Every single day, Papa Seth is leading people into priesthood. So one castle ube sorry na what me a bomb paya ma ho. Ne inti de pe mpa na efese, de bi obi mpe. Ompe. No, the person does not like that. Ye king kind Bible maya ho. We are reading scriptures. We are praying. He's interpreting scriptures. He's telling you the essence of priesthood. He's telling you what to do as a priest. You have to stand in the gap. You have to pray. You have to be doing this. You have to pray. You not every day. No ba put be. No ba. No ba. No ba. No ba. No ba. There be. Somebody is not helped like that.
ompe. You see how the atmosphere is quiet? Because I'm preaching the real truth to you. The problem is that people don't want to know God, and they think that following the signs is the proof that they have known God. And that is what I want to actually tell you this morning. That seeing signs and wonders is not a validation that you know God. It's a validation that you've now believed in the Lord. Did you hear what I just said? It's a validation that you've now believed in the Lord. It's not a validation that you know God. So if I can prophesy today, it does not mean I know Christ. Knowing Christ is a personal relationship I have with Him. As I'm not making a note here, knowing Christ is a personal relationship I have with Him. That is what we call knowing Christ. It is personal. It is a personal thing. It's a personal thing. And until now, Paul, make in Philippians 3:10, Paul said that I may know him. Paul said that I may know him personally. I may know him personally. Uti wedding. Knowing Christ is for yourself. It's for yourself. Get time. The first way to know God is through His word. Pie Bible no ne king can be sister. I don't know what is wrong with you. Why can't you read the Bible? But you can watch Netflix. You cannot read the Bible, but you can watch Netflix. Netflix, is that how we call it? The whole day, you can be watching Netflix the whole day. But you've not read the Bible. You can chat, go to Instagram, go to TikTok, go to whatever. The whole day, you are there watching and laughing. Amen. Watching and laughing, but do you really know God? Can I tell you? Can I shock you? I'm about to shock you with the last thing. Church, I'm about to shock you with the last thing. Hear me. Giftings is not the guarantee of entry to heaven. Giftings is not a guarantee that you are going to heaven. Knowing God and knowing Christ is the real guarantee that you are making it to heaven. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Tobone hunyan kopon ye maho. Get time and pray. Get time and seek help from the Holy Spirit. Tell the Holy Spirit that He should help you understand Christ. He should open your mind to understand scriptures. He should open your mind to understand God through His word. Be a Bible ni king kind de be a shia de ewo Bible no. Nyadaje bom pa ye ma ho. Please listen to me. Listen to me. T
tobo asem na metie no e bia na wo nti ne wo bewi bia bia mu e bia na ne we ne rade pese wo tinti na odi wura platform yesu. Maybe this is what God wants you to hear, and that is the reason why he brought you here. Please listen to me carefully. You have become very lazy. Get up. Am I talking to you? You've become very lazy. I said, get up. Pick up yourself again. Pick up yourself again. Pe Bible ni bito. Buy a Bible. Start reading it. Get a notebook. Start writing things in the book. Shiadie. Is knowing God is for yourself. It's for yourself. The Lord bless you. And may the Lord favor you. This is actually part one of knowing God. God bless you. Clap your hands for Jesus.